I am a writer. Until tonight, I had forgotten that. Not really forgotten, just pushed the fact to the back burner. I had lost faith in my abilities and myself. I didn't really understand why until tonight. Then it hit me with crystal clarity. I had a shoulder critic, which I couldn't deal with. Every writer has a critic that sits upon their shoulder telling them all sorts of things.
Is that the best you can do? I mean, really, do you think anyone wants to read this crap? Why don't you quit hiding behind this computer and get a real job? You're for sure not accomplishing anything here. If you really think your stories are good, you're kidding yourself, babe.
That type of thing. After a while, you learn to ignore that little bastard, at least until you finish the first draft. Now, I must be really dense because until tonight, I didn't realize that I had two of those little goblins to contend with. It wasn't just my own self-doubt sitting on my shoulder. I had a bigger critic looking over it. He was saying all the same things. He had been saying it all along, but I just didn't hear him. Till late this afternoon. I had fired up the word processor and had just typed a title when he walked in.
The Ridge? What's that story about?
I don't know yet. Just thought it sounded good. In case you're wondering, the Ridge is where he gets his beer and I get my wine. We live in a dry county and a trip to the Ridge is an event.
Hell, I could write that story.
Nope. It's mine. Besides, I thought of it first.
Well, I'll use your pen name. How's that?
That's okay. I'll write it myself.
I can write it better.
I'm not so sure of that. My ego was really getting bruised here. Then his eyebrows went up. He didn't have to say a word. All of a sudden, I knew why my writing had been terrible for the last year. Why I had lost my enthusiasm and drive. It was because of him. Why, oh why, hadn't I seen it before? Maybe it was because to the outside world he bragged on me. His wife, the writer. Maybe because when he knew I was down, he would say something like,
"Hey babe, why don't you go to work on a story? Get your mind off of things."
Maybe.